Resurrection lilies and funeral flowers, symbols of hope for goth believers. Hey folks, let's chat about something that blends the dark aesthetic we love in goth culture with deep spiritual meaning. Funeral flowers and resurrection lilies carry powerful symbolism, especially for those who walk the goth path but hold on to faith. The flowers aren't just pretty arrangements for gravesites. They're about loss, beauty, and darkness, and hope. Here's how these flowers fit right into the goth world, keeping things casual and real. It's been around forever as a way to honor the departed. Think lush wreaths of roses, carnations, and lilies. Goths love black roses or deep crimson ones. They represent love that endures through death. The resurrection lilies, also called surprise lilies or magic lilies, pop up dramatically after their leaves fade. The theme of resurrection is perfect in this cycle. As soon as the foliage dies back, tall stalks with fragrant pink or white flowers appear like they came from nowhere. Many Gothic believers find comfort in this imagery. They celebrate the macabre, but they also believe in eternal life. These lilies symbolize that tension, beauty emerging from what seems to be the end. They feel like Gothic minimalism before blooming, stark and striking against the earth. No leaves at first, just floral drama. It's like the soul shedding its earthly form and revealing something better. Whenever you go to a funeral or memorial, the flowers set a mood. White lilies represent purity and the soul returning to light. Purple ones add mystery and royalty, perfect for Victorian Goths. Traditionally, chrysanthemums symbolize eternal life, while gladioli means strength and moral integrity. You can make arrangements that feel personal and meaningful by mixing them with some Goth flair, like spider mums or dark foliage. Easter stories and spring renewal go hand in hand with resurrection lilies, but their late summer bloom surprises everyone. In the Goth scene, this surprise element symbolizes sudden hope after grief. In these symbols, you can rock your black outfit, listen to moody tunes, and still find peace. Goth-friendly spaces can incorporate them into altars or home decor without losing their edge. Throughout history, people have used lilies to mourn and celebrate the afterlife. In modern times, they're still staples. Goth believers might use resurrection lilies in their gardens as a living reminder. Planting them is easy, and watching the cycle year after year reinforces your faith. Flowers wilt, but their essence lingers in memory and seeds. It's like how loss hurts, but resurrection promises renewal. The Goth aesthetic with a faith isn't contradictory. It's harmonious. This picture shows honoring the dead and looking forward with dark clothing, ornate crosses, and blooms. For a Goth memorial, layer textures. Velvet ribbons, antique vases, and these lilies make it extra special. The scent of resurrection lilies cuts through the solemn air like a minor hymn. You can use funeral flowers and resurrection lilies to express complex emotions, so take a moment to admire them next time you see them. They bridge the shadowy and the sacred. Life finds a way to bloom again, even in the darkest garden.